and that would be your far box where this rays come, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have two lids, you know, two lids over that. And then back, further back, you had two more lids. And then it had a, it was fixed under that where the far would come under that, you know.
Yeah.
And then your baking part, you'd put that in the end of it, you know, and you,
yeah.
It was pretty similar to baking to what you do now.
And how, where the smoke went out through?
You had to use pipe. Yeah. It had a cuff up around it, and you fit your pipe over that, you know. You run it out through the top or put a nail bore on it, you know, and out through the side. Better go straight up because a lot of times one going out that way, wind would
blow it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it'll blow the smoke back in. So. But they use both. Yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't there a place in the roof, or in the, I mean, place in the, that would, you know, where the smoke would go out, the pipe would go out?
Oh yeah, the smoke went out through that pipe.
Yeah.
That you put on it. But and that's what it was for.
Was the pipe, did it go up into the house, or was the pipe part of the house, or was there a hole cut?
They gonna cut a hole through it, but you had...
That was called a...
The flue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you had to know how to fix that, keep it from leaking, you know, you didn't have to have some of this, some kind of a good tin, you know, or something. But,
I see.
Yeah.
Well, now what I was talking about was on that, you know, on that stove, you had a, did you have a raised kind of part? Do you ever hear the hearth, the, can we talk about the hearth or the hearth or something? Or?
That's what we call that down there, the hearth.
Hearth, I see.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
But the stove, it has a, like I said, it comes up, it has an apron on it first, it comes out there about 8 inches, and it's got a thing what you put around in it, holler, it's got a holler down there where you can rake the ashes, you can put the ashes in there till you get it full up, and you got to take them out, you know,
yeah.
From out of your fire box.
Yeah.
And that's taking care of that, you know. But yeah. You can roll that, move that thing around, it kind of fit a nub in there, kept it on there, and you're taking the ashes out. It'd hold about a gallon, I reckon. And that, well, they call that apron now, too, you know. That's all it was for, was in there, it held the ashes. And then you had a, up on the side of it there, you could cut the draft off. It had a thing there, you know, would open it up, leave little openings in there, but that, like that, you know, several of them. That'd give you more draft, or you could have a thing that would slide, you know.
Yeah.
A little old nub stuck out there, and you could cut that plum off if you wanted to and give it less draft.
Yeah. What color were the ashes they were usually?
Well, I don't know, just the ash color. I would say more brown.
Oh, that old pine when it burned up, isn't it?
We didn't use a lot. We didn't use a lot of pine. We used more hardwood, but we did use some pine. Some pine on, especially on stove, but not much pine on the fireplace, in it. Use the hardwood.
Yeah.
But pine did pretty good for stove.
And you had to get the wood out of the chimney. You had to get all that.
Well, you had to dip them ashes out and take them out too, ever so often. You know, they accumulate naturally, you know.
Yeah. Was something that black stuff that would go up the chimney?
That's soot.
Yeah.
No, you never had no trouble with that.
You probably had trouble with the martins, though, them old chimney.
Yeah, they get in mine there now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I put a screen over it, but I guess it's rusted out. And you hear them kind of roaring in there, you know. And blame things, they build right on the side there. Some kind of a waxy stuff, they daub a nest on there.
Yeah.
I've had some of them little ones to fall down there.
Well, Mr. Charlie, now the type things you had in the house, tell me all about that.
Well, it was pretty primitive, I'll tell you that.
Didn't have a lot of...
No finery, no, it was... Most all bedsteads would be wood, you know, the wood steads, and way back